Last time we discussed Jatut Varnam Maya system, Guna Dharma Vibhag. There are two conditions of life. Actually, conditioned life and non-conditioned life. Liberated life and conditioned life. That is real novelty. Liberated life and conditioned life. Conditioned life means this material world. We are conditioned by the laws of material nature. Just like we are trying to go to the moon planet, but we are conditioned. We cannot go. There are so many impediments. This is the nearest planet. Still, because we are conditioned, we cannot go. No free access. Otherwise, a living entity name is Sarvago. Sarvago Sthanu Rachuloyam. Sarvago means a living entity can go anywhere. As you see, there are so many planets. Why you cannot go? There are means also. We are flying in the air. But we cannot go. This is called conditioned life. There are so many instances. Just like even on this planet, if you want to go to other countries, say America, we have to fulfill so many conditions. Passport, visa, then form, and so many other forms. Not easily. This is called conditioned life. We have no freedom to move. And there is another life, which is life of freedom, just like Narad Muni. Narad Muni travels everywhere. He goes in the spiritual world, he comes in the material world. In the material world, he can go in any one of the planets. Sometimes, by yogic practice, he can go also. But not so easily. So there is a life of freedom. That is spiritual life. Nitya Mukta. The living entities who are living, who are residing in the spiritual world, their number is greater than the conditioned soul. Just like some of our friends or citizens, they are in the jail. Their number is not as many as we are free. Similarly, the number of free living entities in the spiritual world is greater than the number of the conditioned souls. If you only, we are conditioned. And this condition means karmani. Karmana daivanatrena jantad deho upapatri. As we are doing work, creative activities under the influence of a particular type of modes of nature, we are getting different types of bodies. And there are 8,400,000 forms of bodies, and you are rotating. Because you do not know, you have forgotten how to become free from this cycle of birth and death and transmigration of the soul. This is called karma. Jagyase karma annatra lupayam karma bandhana. Therefore, in the human form of life, we must perform yajna. Yajna means to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Yajnārthe, for the sake of the Supreme Lord, for satisfying Him, that is our business. So, to do that business, in the previous verse, it has been prescribed that the human society should be divided into four classes of men. There are, but they should be systematically divided, just like in any office. There are departments. Without departmental work, nothing can be successful. Anywhere you go, either in the law court or in the office or anywhere, there must be departments. Similarly, the human society must be divided into four divisions. Not four divisions, eight divisions. Varnas. In the Vedic literature, there is no such thing as Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, Christian dharma, or Buddha dharma. These are recent manufactured. Actually, Vedic instruction is to divide the whole human society into four varnas and four asas. That is Vedic dharma. Sanatana dharma, it is called. A living entity has got the chance of getting this human labdha sudullavam. Bhusambhavant. Bhusambhavant means after many, many births. This present rascal civilization does not know how with great difficulty we have come to this human form of life after so many years. The Darwin's theory of evolution, there is some idea, but it is not clear, not scientific. They are trying to prove that scientific, that is not scientific. But the evolution theory is there. Eight million 400 thousand species of life, Javajanam Lakhani, Sabra Lakhani, Shati, like that. Brahmaji, you are rotating in this way. So, the human form of life must be systematized, not live like animals. So therefore, if in the human society there is no systematic division of persons, the aim is one. It is not that because one is in the lower division, he does not get the benefit. No. Just like in the state, in an organized state, as you have seen in foreign countries, especially in USA, very organized state, everyone has got the facility. Doesn't matter whether it is rich man or poor man. Everyone has got. Similarly, this Chatuvarnamaya system, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, it doesn't matter. One is Shudra or one is Brahman. But everyone has got the facility to become connected in relationship with the Supreme Lord. Manghi Pasavapasitya, Jepishu Pabajune. Sriya Vaishya Sakha Sutra Sri Vijanti Parangati. Parangati. That is open for everyone. It is not that because one is Sudra or one is Chandala, he is not allowed to enter into the kingdom of God. Only the Brahmana said, no, it is not like that. The same thing, same example, that in the body there are four divisions. The head division, the arm division, the belly division and the leg division. It is not that only the head gave the facilities of living condition. No, everyone. But there must be division. That is anarchy. Otherwise the human life will be spoiled. That I have tried to explain last night. There must be divisions because it is ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead how we can gather. There must be the Brahminical class, the Kshatriya class, the Vaishya class, and the Sudra class. Then everything will be maintained very proficient. Because it is karma, karma jagat. Material world means you work and you enjoy or suffer the result of your work. This is material world. Everyone is given facility, but it is karmanubandha. Karmanubandha. That the facility for the living entities who wanted to enjoy this material world. This material world is not wanted. Everyone should live in the spiritual world. There is spiritual world. Parastasmat bhavanya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. There is no birth and death. Jagadatyana nivartanti saddhama pandila. Everything is there. People do not know it. Therefore, the karma should be systematized and it should be regulated by Brahminical culture, by Kshatriya culture, by Vaishya culture, by Shudra culture. But Krishna says that don't think because I have prescribed it for the systematic life of all those conditioned souls, it does not mean I am also one of them. Krishna is not one of them. And some foolish rascals, they say that Krishna also is bound out by the laws of karma. No. Krishna is not only Krishna, but Krishna's devotees also. That is stated here. Iti mānyo vijāna. Karma hi nasabhattva. Simply by knowing that Krishna is transcendent. Krishna gives us prescriptions how to live in this conditional state. But he is not one of us. He is not one of us. He is above, transcendental. Therefore he says, Namaṁ karmāni limpanti. Because Krishna is fighting in the battlefield, he is not fighting, he is directing. He says, you may call, that he is inducing Arjuna to fight. But that does not mean he is becoming entangled in the karma fall. Namaṁ karmāni limpanti. Abhava vidyam. Krishna is killing Kamanijiman. He is not bound up by karma. Similarly, if we also become devotee of Krishna, and if we abide by his order, then karma fall cannot touch us. This is bhakti. Karmani mitrahati kintusa bhakti bhaja. That is stated in the Brahma Sangita. Jasinda Bhupa Matavenda Maho Satarma Karmanukalam Sabajanti. There are millions and millions of these entities, beginning from the king of heaven whose name is Indra. Jasinda Bhupa Matavenda Maho Satarma. Beginning from that Indra, and there is one. That is called Indrapu. Very small. You have to see with microscope. Very small, insignificant living entity. And that Indra, king of them, is very important. So beginning from that Indra up to this Indra, everyone is bound up by the fruity resultant action of his karma. This is Kalkanmaja. Jastindra Gopamatananda Maho Satarma Parmanu Palama Avajan. Going on under the laws of karma. Parmani Niddhati Kintika Bhakti Bhajan Govindamadi Purisam Kamang. The go just like Arjuna was hesitating to fight because he thought that I shall be entangled in the karma fall. If I kill my family man and my grandfather, my teacher. So he was thinking that was good consideration. Papa Punna. But because he fought for Krishna, because he satisfied Krishna, he was not bound. Jagyarthi karmanna through lokaram karma. If you do anything for your satisfaction, then you become entangled in the karma fall. But if you do anything for the satisfaction of Krishna, there is no karma bondage. This is the secret. That is clearly said. Namaṁ karmāni limpati. He is the supreme. He can direct. But he is not under the direction. He is free. Similarly, those who are Krishna's devotees, they are also free. Yomam, Yomam Abhijanati. Abhijanati means one who knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not ordinary human being. He is Nitya Nityanam, Chetana Chetananam. He is the Supreme Living Entity amongst all living entities. He is the Supreme Living Being amongst all living beings. That is Abhijanati. Abhijata knows with complete experience, not superficial. Iti medhuma abhijanati means knows me perfectly well that Krishna is transcendent. And that is also explained by Krishna. Mārtyabhyāvikārini bhakti-yogena jāsevate sagunān samatitva itān brahma-bhūyāyakalvate. So those who are engaged in the bhakti-yoga, unflinching bhakti-yoga, unalloyed bhakti-yoga, such person is above this material entanglement. Material entanglement is within the modes of material nature. That is Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Or Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. This is 8 divisions. From material condition, if you want to be promoted to the spiritual platform, then these are the regulative principles. Either you become Brahmana, or Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, and gradually develop your spiritual constitutional position and be transferred to the transcendental position. Parastasmātu bhāvanya bhakta bhakta sama. That is the process. But if you live in the conditional life like animals, where you continue the life of animals? Eating, sleeping, mating, and depending, and struggle for existence. Manas kasthani indriyani prakitisthani karse. Then you struggle within this material world. Forever, sometimes you become the king Indra, and sometimes you become that jar Indra. This is karma. This is karma. But we are so ignorant of this law of karma, we are thinking, now this position of American or Indian or this or that for 50 years or 60 years at most, that is one, everything, all in all. There is no more life. Yes, I talked with many big professors. They are under the impression, atheism, voidism, that after death there is nothing, everything is far, finished. Atheism. Vasya-bhūtasya devasya kuna kuta punarāgamana bhave. The body is burnt into ashes. Who is coming again? This is atheism. Because the atheist cannot see the how the soul is transmigrated by the subtle body from one body to another. They have no gross materials. So we should not follow the gross materials, but we should follow the perfect leader, Krishna, who says, tathādehāntara prāpti, hīrasattvanami. These we must follow. That is human civilization. Therefore he prescribes that Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Either you become Brahmana, or follow the instruction of the Brahmana, then your life is perfect. Both things are there. If you like to be Brahmana, that you can become also. Māṅhi-pārtha-pe-pārtha-sitra. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Because in this age, everyone is a śūdra. Kalau-śūdra-sambhava. There is no culture. There is no Brahmical culture, Kshatriya culture. Therefore, altogether, that simply Shudras. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is to raise the Shudras, or less than that. Mahi Pasa Babasita Jetishu Papa Juna. Plural number. Sriya Vaishya Tatha Shudra. the Papajani, also Sri Murti is also Papajani, Sudra also Papajani, Bhusha also Papajani. It is Krishna's faith. But they, everyone is open to come to him. Everyone. It doesn't matter. And there are less than that. Less than they are called. Kandalas. They are also mentioned in the Bhagavad. Kirata, Hunanda, Pulinda, Pukkasa, Adhida, Sumba, Javana, Kasada. Vinnesu Papa. Again, less than that. Yadupasraya, Suddhanti. They can be purified. They can be purified. Prava Vishname Nama. The Lord Vishnu is so powerful that he can make anyone a purified Vishnu. That is his special. It is not that because one is Kirata, Hunanda, Pulinda, Pukkasa or Papujani, he cannot be elevated. He can be elevated. That is possible because Guna Karma Vibhadata. If you make him qualified like a Brahmana and work like a Brahmana, then he can be elevated. That is Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to educate anyone. It doesn't matter. Because Hidata Hunananda Pulinda Putrasa, anyone, Janmesha Papa, everyone can be elevated. So we do that. Krishna says that anyone can be elevated. Mani Pata Prapatika Jeti Supavajana. So we do that. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Krishna. The Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma Hailaja. Janma Sathakari Paraparapata. India. This is the duty of the Indian, Bharat Bhumi. One who has taken birth in the holy place of this Bharat Varsha. It is his duty. Make his life perfect and do welfare activities for others. This is India's business. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Hailaja. Janama Satsakari Paro Paropoka. India is meant for Paropoka, not for exploiting others. That is not India's business. That may be for the fools and rascals in other countries. But India is dedicated. Therefore, in India Krishna comes. In India Lord Ramachandra. But they are now taking it very cheap there. All rascals and fools and rogues, they are claiming that I am Krishna and Ram. They are taking because India is fallen. Because there is no Brahminical culture, they cannot understand these rascals. There's a fool and rascals that are claiming to be Krishna. Krishna is so cheap? No. That is our misfortune. That instead of Krishna, we are accepting some imitation, rogue Krishna. This is our misfortune. But we should not do that. There is Krishna. Here is Krishna. In his words, Krishna is absolute. He is not different from Krishna. The words of Krishna and Krishna, there is no difference. When you read Bhagavad Gita, if you feel like that, that here Krishna is speaking before me, then your life is saved. Krishna is, that is actually it is a fact. It is a fact. It is not that Krishna is no longer here, 5,000 years he spoke, therefore this Bhagavad Gita has become nalankar. This is nonsense. Krishna can speak at every moment, every second. Prema anjana surita bhakti vilochane. Santas sadaiva hridaye suvilokayante. Those are santas. Therefore it is said here, iti manjo vijana. That is said that simply in these days. No, at any time. Iti manjo vijana. One understands Krishna. At any time, at any place. इतिमान जो भी जाना थी कर्म भी नकबद्ध से ही बिकम लिबरेटेड पर्सन. सिंपली बाई दिस अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट कृष्णा इज द सुप्रीम लॉ, ही इज नॉट बाउंड अप बाय द लॉज ऑफ कर्म एंड ही इज नॉट कंडीशन्ड बाय दिस मटेरियल नेचर. कृष्णा सेज देवीजेशा गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्रया. मम माया, माया इज अंडर इज कंट्रोल. माया धक्षेन प्रकृति, माया धक्षेन प्रकृति, प्रकृति इज वर्किंग अंडर इज डिरेक्शन अंडर इज सुप्रीमनेस. सो वी शुड नो कृष्णा लाइक दैट, वी शुड नॉट अब जानती मान मूला मान सिंह तनुमान बिकॉज ही स्पीकिंग लाइक ए मैन वी आर थिंकिंग दैट ही कृष्णा केम एंड कृष्णा इज नाउ डेड एंड ही इज इन इंस्ट्रक्शन ही आल्सो डेड ऑब्सोल्यूट. नो दैट इज नॉट कृष्णा इज एवर एक्जिस्टिंग नित्या नित्यानाम ही आर ऑल्सो एवर एक्जिस्टिंग ही आर कवर्ड बाय दिस मेटीरियल बॉडी बट कृष्णा इज नॉट कवर्ड बाय दिस मेटीरियल बॉडी. He comes in his original body, sambhavami atmamayaya, yuge yuge sambhavami atmamayaya, paritranaya sadhana vinashaya siddhiskita. So, Krishna comes to save us and gives us his instruction so that after his disappearance from this world, people will take advantage of his instruction and make his life perfect. This is Bhagavad-gita. But if we misuse our intelligence and do not take advice from Krishna and manufacture so many plans for prosperity, then we will all say, mogata moga karmana. Moga jnana vichetasa. That is, moga. Moga is only practice, really practice. Mogasa. Only one who does not take the direction of Krishna, then whatever he is, hoping that will be blessed. Mogata moga karma. And whatever is planning, I do like that, I do like that. That will not stay. Because Maya is there. David Ji is agunamai, mama Maya durutve. Maya will kill all your plans. Mama yuvada prabhatnavite, Maya mitam. And if you follow Krishna, and do accordingly, then you will not be frustrated. Your life will be successful. This is the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, we are trying our little efforts how to establish the truth described in the Bhagavad Gita. So here, we should know in this chapter, Krishna said that चातुर्वर्णमया सिस्टम गुणकर्म विभाग नमा कर्मादि निपंती नमे कर्म फल वाई कृष्णा हैज टू वर्क. कृष्णा हैजंट गॉट टू वर्क बिकॉज ही इज सेल्फ सफिशिएंट. इफ वी वांट समथिंग वी कंडीशन सोल वी हैव टू वर्क वेरी हार्ड फॉर इट. बट कृष्णा He can, by simply will, he can create the whole universe. So why is it a work? Natasya karyam karananta. This is a Vedic inference. The Supreme, Absolute Truth, God has nothing to do. Natasya karyam karananta viddhate. Natasya sama udipasya viddhate. Nobody is equal to him. Nobody is greater than him. Parasashakti bhilaivasyate. These energies are multi. Savabhiti jnana valakriyas. It is multi energies working so nicely that we are seeing that it is automatically doing. Not automatically. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyati satara. Analyzation. But the machine, but the energy is so subtle. It appears like, it has been become automatically. But it is not being done automatically. There is superintendence. But parasakti vividayosyate, savahikityanabalapyate. Just like if you paint one nice rose flower. You have to apply your energy and the grass and the color very particularly, very carefully, then still it is not as good as the natural power. But do you think that natural power has come automatically? No. There is brain of Krishna also. But the brain is so sharp. Process of the Vigidaivasya, Savavik, it has come out. Don't think that there is no brain. There is brain, sufficient brain, but not like your brain. Process of the Vigidaivasya. This is Krishna. You should try to understand Krishna in that way. You should try to understand everything. Therefore, Krishna says that Rasoham Mavsutam Teya. Prabhasmi, Shashi Shivurjaya. This is Krishna's energy. How the moon is shining. 200,000 miles away. Still the shining is so perfect. Can you make any lamp like that? Have you got such brain? Then how you can compare yourself with Krishna? Prasasakti Bibhidaivasya. But he has got the power. You can create one imitation moon or imitation sun, and that is not in your power. But still you are so falsely proud of your scientific knowledge. What scientific knowledge you have? In this way, if we study Krishna, then we can understand that as Krishna says, Namaṁ karmāni jimpanti, namī karma phale priya. Karma phale priya. He has not. Why he should have any desire? He can create anything without any effort, simply by his willing. Simply by his willing. Sa ikkata, sa asyajata. These are the basic information. Simply by his glancing, there is the whole material cosmic manifestation. So, if we understand Krishna like that, therefore Krishna says, study Krishna. Study Krishna, and Krishna is describing himself. There is no difficulty. You can study Krishna. If you know now what Krishna says is all right, simply if you know definitely, then iti mahan jovijana. Simply by knowing this, karma vi nasabhadhyate is no more under the condition of this fruitive result and action. He's free. So why can't you do that? So nice and simply study. Now how can I study? There is Krishna's instruction here, you study. And you become devotee. Manvana bhavamad bhaktamad jyaji magnamaskuru. Don't require education. If you cannot read, if you are illiterate, it doesn't matter. You hear. Satam prasangatma moksham dvija sangvita. You hear from the realness. God has given you ears. You can hear. Doesn't require education. Formerly everyone was taking education simply by hearing. There was no book. Therefore all the basic knowledge is called Shruti. Shruti Viyapanya. Shruti Gatam. Tanubhanvanovi. Shruti. So this Krishna consciousness movement is opening center just to give you chance to hear about Krishna. Only hearing. Sane sita sruti gatam tanubhanvanovi. Simply by hearing, you become perfect. That's like Parikshit Maharaj. At the time of point of his death, he had no time to perform any yoga or any big things. He simply heard Srimad Bhagavatam. Carefully. Sri Vishnu Savane Parikshit. Abhavad Vajyasa Kikita. He became perfect. Simply by here. So we have got so many nice things about Vedic literature and they are all summarized in the Bhagavad Gita. If we simply hear, by simply hearing Bhagavad Gita as it is, then if we understand Krishna, jasmin vijñāte sarvamedam vijñātam bhavanti, then what happens? These are namah, Itimān jo vijānāti, karma bhi nasa baddhati. There is no more entanglement in the karma. Because so long we'll be entangled in the karma, we have to transmigrate from one body to another. And we do not know how long we have to rotate in this way. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ei rupe brahmanda bhumite kono bhagobar ji. Everyone is rotating in this way. Out of that, one is very, very fortunate. Then Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. By the grace of Guru and Krishna, he gets the seed of devotional service. Then, if he waters it, Mali Hoya Sei Bij Karayaropa. Just like if you get a seed of nice flower, if you sow it and water it, it will grow. Similarly, the seed, Siddha, the Krishna consciousness is very nice. This is seed. But if you pour water, what is that water? Savana Kirtana Jale Parayasacha. If you simply hear and you chant also, that is the watering of the seed. Then it will grow. And one day it will grow a big tree or a big plant and it will reach Krishna. This is described in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita. So, do not take this Krishna consciousness movement very lightly. Take it seriously. Try to understand and your life will be successful. Thank you very much.